This is the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, son of a plumber, daddy, and you're listening to the Bob Culture Podcast.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to a very special stress-free edition of the BCP. Right now, we are talking to the man, the myth, the legend behind RDP Promotions. You know him from East Coast Autograph Auctions. He is the man and a Giants fan, I think, too. Mr.
Yes,
Richie
indeed.
De Gregorio. Richie, thanks for a few minutes, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I've been wanting to do this for a while.
It's long overdue, man. It really is. I've been poaching some of your workers. Shout to Kimmy, who's doing a great job with her reviews and all
her
content.
Yes, she has.
So she's been doing a great job for you. So first and foremost, just right out of the gate, man, 2021, we're still kind of navigating this thing. How are you? How's the family? Everyone staying safe and healthy and all that?
Yes, everybody's doing well. Everybody's staying safe, healthy. The knock wood, thank God. Yeah. Everything's been going good. And so no complaints about that.
Thank goodness. Hopefully the Giants will have a winning season this year. More important.
Your mouth to God's ears, I hope so.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But I digress. We'll talk about Giants in a little bit. But Richie, right. I mean, real talk here, man. You know, 2020 hits. The world is completely different. You know, we miss these WrestleCons. We miss these horror cons. We miss just these meet and greets with all of our favorites. I miss them because I get to do interviews. Like, it's great. It's content for me. And the world changed. We're adjusting this new normal. So you have adapted to that. You made these virtual signings, man, with a lot of these current stars, a lot of former stars. You have some great stuff coming up that we'll talk about in a little bit. Tell us about kind of navigating the new normal right now and giving fans access to some of their favorite stars.
Well, I didn't know what to do. I was kind of like navigating through the pandemic, just like everybody else. I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I mean, I don't know. There's not going to be a WrestleCon. I'm thinking at the time a year ago, there's not going to be, so what am I going to do? So the first thing I thought of, and I told my wife this, and my wife, it was like, go for it. Or what's the worst you could do? Well, I said, well, what if I try doing like what my wife, if used to watch, who had a friend that did like paparazzi jewelry. So
okay.
Within the same similar system,
yeah.
Why don't I just sell my merch and just go live and do it and just take it into effect and just see what happens? And the first time I did it, I said, all right, this is, you know, okay, let me try it again. And it just snowballed and just took off. I was like, all right, this is something here. Yeah, I got something going here. And I don't like to toot my own horn.
No, by no means. That's why you're all here. We're all about the shameless promo, please.
I'm the originator of the virtual signing.
You heard it here first.
I am the originator because before anybody else was doing virtual signings, when the pandemic hit, I was doing them on Instagram Live with the talent. There, by far, it was totally different than what it was back then. But again, I was the first person to actually do a virtual signing with a talent. It just snowballed from there.
Absolutely. And that's no BS, folks. I know
it's
all the
definitely guys. No BS.
I got you, man. And everyone loves working with you. And I'll say this, Richie, you know, shout, you knew I had to bring this up. We have the Charlie poster up there. I've been wanting to get this signed forever. You brought Charlie over to the wrestling universe. I got to meet Charlie, pick a brain about journalism and all that great stuff. So very appreciative for that. I've been very careful with the pandemic, but me and the boys were like, we're making this trip. We masked up. We got out there. It was really just nice to have some sense of normalcy and meet and greet. So we appreciate that. Real quick, shameless pop, tell us what it's like working with Charlie, and congratulations to Charlie on the new full-time
gig. Yes, congratulations to Charlie. I'm so proud of her. She has come so far. We will miss seeing her on WWE TV, but I'm very happy for her, and I wish her well in her future. But that doesn't mean, just because she's working for ESPN, doesn't mean she won't be back for RDP. So,
oh, we'll be there.
Just wait and see. We're working. We have some dates in mind we're toying with it. So we just have to pick and choose our spots on how we want to do it. Let's just see what happens with this ESPN thing. If she's able to get off weekends, so on and so forth like that.
I think she's going to be the next Hannah Storm. I really do. But the first Charlie Caruso at the same time, the future of ESPN, no doubt. And what is it like? You have such like a good relationship working with a lot of these stars. Like, they love working with you. You know, we have the tagline stress-free with RDP. Like, what's the reception you get from like working with a lot of these talents?
Well, I will say, I mean, been doing this now over 10 years. March 6th was my 10th anniversary.
Congratulations. 10
year anniversary. Thank you very much. 10 years is in the wrestling world, just being a part of signings and stuff like that. And I mean, I've come a long way from where I had, and you can ask any one of my guests. I didn't have the best relationships with these girls, else like I do now. I was a rookie. I was wet behind the ears. I didn't know. Oh, there was stuff that I didn't know, stuff that I didn't navigate and think through clearly. And had some rough patches with a couple of the girls, but we mend those fences and we've done good business. And that's the key. And one person in particular told me all the time, as long as you do good business, no matter what in the world is going on and crumbling around you and people are trying to cut your throat, whatever, whatnot. If you continue to do good business, the talent will come back to you. And it's direct and it speaks for itself. It really does.
Absolutely, man. Very well said. And I'm like a sponge. Like, I'm the new guy here, you know, getting behind the curtain a little bit more. And, you know, even you just saying that, man, I'm like writing it down as you say that, man. That's just great advice, man. And how about from the fans, man? Because we see them come out in droves to the wrestling universe. They're so appreciative. We see that Wrestling is Everything group shout to some of our boys there. They love coming out. Like, what does that mean to you to get that response from the fans?
I mean, the fans are phenomenal. The paying wrestling fan, I can't thank them enough, because without them, there's no me. I can't do what I do without them. The paying customer, I can't do or bring these great talents around without their support. We need, as vendors, all of us, we all need their support to continue the train, to keep the train rolling. So if it's not for them, we would be nothing. So thank you all to the paying customer that pays and shows our support week in and week out and comes down onto all these public signings. We thank you for that, really, in all seriousness.
I love it, man. It's support all around. I love this wrestling community in a lot of ways, man. And let's, you know, like I said, we're all about the shameless promo here on the BCB. Let's get some of that shameless promo out of the way right now. Richie's got a ton of signings coming up. He's going to Tampa at some point. So I think the next one, correct me if I'm wrong, help me out here, April 8th through 10th, we have Brooke Adams, who is one of the nicest humans that you will ever meet, doing some virtuals and in-persons, I think. Yes. And then Chavo Guerrero as well.
Yes. So April 8th, 9th and 10th, I will be in Tampa, Florida. I will be down there for WrestleCon. And as Rob mentioned, Chavo and Brooke will be my guest at the RDP table. So all ticket sales, all day of sales will be available the day of. There are no pre-orders for that. April 8th will be the virtual signing with Brooke and Taryn in Terrell. So the sugar and spice thing is still happening. But Taryn will be via Zoom, so she'll be on with us via Zoom, and Brooke will be live with us. So pre-orders for that signing will start in just a couple of days. We're still working out pictures of what pictures we're going to use, all that fun stuff. I'm looking forward to going to Tampa. I'm looking forward to just getting back out there and just getting back into the swing of things and just, you know, give me 40,000 fans down there for WrestleMania. I'm hoping they come down to WrestleCon, and we'll be there all day Friday, from 9 to 5, and then from 9 to 2 on Saturday, and then it's right back on the plane, right back home. So
I love it, man. I'm excited for you. We were talking about making the trip. We got some friends coming down. I'm just like, oh, I'm thinking about it, man. But it's great to have some sense of normalcy. You know, everyone be safe down there. And let's talk about some of these other signings, man. Rachel Ellering, I think you got coming up April 17th. Yeah,
the following weekend, April 17th, I'll be with Rachel Ellering and Chris Hero, formerly known as Cassius Ohno.
Yes.
So they'll be at their Wrestling Universe, Earth from 10 to 12, and then – and we'll be live from East Coast headquarters. There's time is still to be determined. It's probably gonna be 3 o'clock, I would think.
Okay.
I gotta get them back to the airport because they're flying in and out the same day. So.
And I gotta call out this one of our favorite guests, shameless promo name drop, Velvet Sky, the sweetest. We met her at a horror con. She was so sweet to me and Nunez, just like such a great interview, one of our earlier interviews. And she was just so great, extra mile. Tell everyone where they can obviously get autographs from Velvet Sky and what it's like working with her.
Oh, Velvet is amazing. I've known her now out for about 9.5 years and probably one of the nicest people you will ever meet at a meet and greet. And yes, as this will be her first signing back in 2 years since she's done WrestleCon. And in the tri-state area. So this is her first signing back May 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. Again at the Wrestling Universe, Urson Queens. So come out, see Velvet, get an autograph, take a photo, be safe, socially distant, you know the deal.
Yes, I'm excited, man. And of course, my favorite theme song in all of wrestling, the greatest love we've ever known, Mike and Maria Kanellis,
yes,
coming up as well.
Have a... three stops that weekend with Mike and Maria. You know, we start at the Wrestling Universe on May the 15th. Then we'll be live or virtual at East Coast headquarters. There's that night. And then on Sunday, we will be in Albany, New York at Heroes Hideout from 11 to 2 p.m.
Absolutely. Love it, man. And real quick, for those who are new to the virtual signings, like we have a lot of people that obviously follow them. Explain to everyone how it kind of works virtually for kind of first time customers real quick.
I mean, everybody does it differently. For me, if you're buying from me from the first time, you go to East Coast Autograph Auctions, you send the page a message and say, hey, I would like to purchase just something from the auction, and so on and so forth like that. And that's really what it all boils down to. First timers, if they're buying for the first time, I'm on one of my virtual sales. Well, you must send immediate payment right away. Until I know you. Ooh, so you get the first item, you have to pay for it right away. And if you buy anything else the rest of the night, I send you an invoice for it. And then within a week or so, I pack everything up and ship it all out to you.
Right. And it's really cool, you know, because obviously things are a little different now. Things are getting better. But like the talent will sign it for you. They'll inscribe it. They'll hold it up to the camera, give you a little shout out, man. It's really nice, man. I know during like quarantine when it was all started, man, I appreciated you doing some of those, man. It was just really nice to kind of, ask the talent questions as well as an interviewer. I try to ask them like really thought out questions, man. So I'm very appreciative of that, man. But let's talk about Tampa, man. You're headed down there. WrestleMania weekend is back. You know, COVID happened at the worst time for a lot of reasons last year. And, you know, it's still going, but we're treading through that. We're getting through that one way or another. You're headed down to Tampa. I know you're there on business, man, but are you going to enjoy yourself? Are you going to hit any of the Mania, or it's all business, this guy?
It's all business. It is all business from the minute I touch down to the minute I take off back home. There's really no time to, like, tread, Ed, or hang out or do anything.
Yeah. No, I got it, man. You're a busy man. But we appreciate you doing this. And correct me if I'm wrong. Recently, I saw a picture with you and the Hulkster. Was this a first-time meeting? Was this, like, your guy? Tell us about that, man.
I was a big-time Hulkamaniac. From when I was a little boy, and aww, he was on the bucket list for me to meet. And it was just one of those crazy things that happened. And he just happened to be in Clearwater.
Wait, this was a coincidental thing?
Yeah, it's a coincidental.
What?
So wow. It was a mind blowing experience, and he couldn't have been any nicer. He really was. He was awesome.
It's meant to be, man. And you work with some of the top stars in the world, man. But I could tell just your level of excitement, like trying to find the words right now, man. I know that feeling, man. And that's
cool. I was completely speechless. There were no words to describe that moment, man. Yeah. It'll never be duplicated again.
I love it, man. That's amazing. It was meant to be, man. Like, for me, it was when I met Ray. Like, that's how I got into business, like Mysterio. Like, I thought he was cool for Nunes. He met Brett. He said on the podcast the other day, he walked out of the room. He locked eyes with Brett. He walked right out of the room. He couldn't do it.
I heard that. I saw that when you guys did the interview with Kimmy.
Yeah, yeah. Shout to Kimmy. Hashtag man tears on that one. Yeah. But real quick, man, not to be cliche, let's rewind a little bit, man. I want to know, like, obviously you love Hogan. How did this all start for you, man? Was it watching with the family? Did you have family involved in the business? Like, how did this wrestling thing start for you?
Well, it's so funny because I was 2 years old and my great grandmother there used to sit and watch wrestling every week. And she was the biggest Tito Santana fan.
Really?
So I would sit on her lap and she'd watch Tito Santana. She would go, Arriba! Every time. I'm like, oh my
God. Yes!
I was like, I mean, I didn't know what was going on at the time. And then it just snowballed. I was like, the first like memorable match that I actually remember is Hogan Warrior at WrestleMania 6. And then after that, I was hooked. I couldn't stop watching.
I got you, man. And you obviously do the auctions and all that. Did you like start collecting like the merch and the autographs and all that stuff? Or
no, not until I started getting into the business. I didn't really own many autographs, or I didn't know, own too much stuff that was like a collectible thing. And I really didn't collect. And all of a sudden, and I started meeting people, I started collecting autographs, and it just snowballed from there.
Yeah. It's a different era now, man. Like, do you keep, like, I know you're a businessman, you're working, do you keep up with like the current product at all? I know you're probably very busy.
I mean,
we get that a lot. Yeah,
it's tough to watch the product now. I mean, it sucks, to be completely honest. It's just combination of the product's not that great anymore to me personally, number one. Number two, I'm working a lot, so it's working like a slave here, and that's number two. Number three, it's just I'm tired. I have a full time job outside of the wrestling business, so it's like it is what it is.
Yeah, you're a busy man, and it is hard to keep up. There's a lot of wrestling, which is a good problem for us fans, but it's different. They're navigating their own waters. There's differences of opinion and management and storyline and booking and all that drama that you know about. But is there anyone that you've seen like in recent years even that like, because it's different now, the Undertaker just hung it up, Kane's being inducted to the Hall of Fame, one of my favorites, man. Is there anyone that you see right now, like, we like Gargano a lot, is there anyone you see right now that is like, you're like, oh, this guy or girl is gonna be like the next big time, like over the top, Rock level, Hogan level star?
Oh god,
yeah. Or anyone that catches your eye, I guess.
Oh man.
It's tough.
That is a tough question.
Just say someone you work with and then you're good. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
We
could circle back to that one. That is a tough one.
Yeah. I got to think about that. Yeah. I gotta come back to that.
That's a tough one. It's a different time right now, but I am excited for WrestleMania more so than the matches, just to see fans and the reaction, because the fans are so important, and we're so grateful for you giving us the opportunity to connect with some of our favorite superstars, man. Truly we are, man.
Watching. Yeah. And that's probably one of the reasons why I don't really make the effort to watch, because there's no live crowd reaction. When I remember when we first started the pandemic and they were at the Performance Center and there was no audience.
Yeah. Even WrestleMania, yeah.
No raw emotion, no nothing. How do you capture that?
That's it. I
remember being at the night after Mania 29.
Yes.
And that raucous crowd.
Barclays, was it?
No, it was at the Izod Center.
I'm a Nets fan. I should know that. Go ahead.
So I remember being in that crowd, and that crowd, just when Dolph Ziggler's music hit to cash yes. Money in the Bank, the crowd went berserk. That is what's missing. The it international is, crowd out for Mania makes that weekend all so special. And crowds like that, I mean, to be a part of that was incredible. The show was terrible, well, outside of that. But, I mean, come on. When that crowd, when his music hit and that crowd went nuts, come on.
Yeah, Nunes was there for that one. He always talks about that, man. So I've heard that a lot, man. And that's, like I was saying, like, that's the thing I'm most excited for WrestleMania weekend, is to see these people. Because, like, you know, even on the indies, we have, like, drive-ins or socially distanced or whatever. Like, the not just for the fans, but for the performers, like, they have something to pull from or react to. So we have names like Drew McIntyre, who hasn't even gotten that ovation for winning the title. You know, I'm excited to see them come out on the entrance to see how they react to actual fans, thousands of fans. Like, to me, that's the most exciting part.
This is the first legitimate show that's happening in over a year. It's where crazy, there's man. More than like 20 people there. So this is tens of thousands.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. And it looks like Florida's opening up. You know, my dad just got vaccinated. I'm very happy about that, man. So hopefully we'll get this new normal going.
Starting tomorrow, bro. That's vaccinated. Governor Cuomo announced today.
Good to hear, man.
I don't talk politics, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll stay away. We'll stay away from him.
We'll stay away from politics.
Yeah, but.
They announced today anybody 30 years in. 30 plus can now get vaccinated.
Oh, wow. That's good to hear, man. Everyone's be healthy. So when everything's, you know, as close to normal as it can be, man. And I mean, you're already going, but are you ready to hit the ground running and get these cons going?
I'm already rocking and rolling, and I'm already, you know, planning ahead and to, you know, even though I don't have nothing booked past May 15th or 16th, I'm working on June. I'm working on July. I'm working on the fall. Well, I've got things in the works already, so we're just pushing right along. So the grind never stops.
It never stops, man. I love it. Hardest working man in the business right here. We have to, and speaking about some of the hardest working in the business, we have to give her some shine. We talked to her before the show. I said, Kimmy, you know, we'll pop for you here on the show, but, you know, give me some good questions for Richie.
If I don't say anything good about her, I'll never live it down. I'll never hear the end of it.
You know, we'll say that, first of all, Kimmy, we know it's very public. You're Kimmy quarantine right now. We're glad you're not sick. We're glad you're healthy. Hang in there. We know you're going stir crazy, but we're excited for you to get out of there. We're excited that you're healthy. We're excited to have you on for our Mania predictions and all that fun stuff. But Richie, what can you say? Let's put over Kimmy here, man. What can you say about one of the hardest working ladies in the business right now?
I got to say, I mean, you know, little did I know at the time when I asked her to come on and join me for Rosa Mendez, as did I not think that it was going to take off and snowball like this. Like, she would be like my sidekick and assistant for everything I've got going on going forward. It's been nothing short of amazing. She really is the hardest working individual I've ever met and in this business. And she bust her ass for me. So thank you, Kimmy. I don't know where I would be without you. Dude, I'd probably be lost in a deer of headlights.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. So shout out to Kimmy, who's doing great things in the business. And she doesn't she's no nonsense. She's get the blue pen, sign this, let's go. Just like you, Richie. I love it, man. And
what to do. She knows the deal. She knows how the operation is done. And this is not her first rodeo anymore.
No, not at all. And she's a favorite among a lot of the wrestlers, too. I can see it goes both ways there.
The girl, everybody loves her, and so, everybody says that, you know, you guys are a great team. So it's like, you know, I definitely made the right decision.
Dream team. Awesome. And she's doing a great job. So I was talking to Kimmy. I'm like, you know, like, what's something I can bring up that to kind of pop Richie, or Richie would want to talk about? And she said, bring up Mean Gene. You were a big Mean Gene guy, huh?
I was.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever meet him or work with him?
I've worked with him on several occasions, and he was one of the nicest, funniest men that you could ever work with. He was tremendous. He was really, really good. And I know, Kimmy's going to be watching this. So I'm going to say the story, because I know this is where it's leaning toward. But I had to pick up Gene from the airport, and I had to pick up my rental car for the weekend. again from LaGuardia Airport because he was doing big event with me that weekend. So I went and I went to pick him up. Kimmy went with me and we got lost circling LaGuardia Airport. About it took us, I think, 45 to an hour or just to find him.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Just to navigate across the street. It was horrible. But now we sit back and Kimmy and I laugh about it all the time.
Oh, that's funny. And I bet he was super nice about it and everything. And that's great.
Not at the time he wasn't.
He's a bit, I understand, man. But
Richie, you left me high and dry. I was like, Gene, I never would do that to you.
Oh, I love that, man. That's great memories, man. And who's someone, Richie, that you'd like to work with? Like besides Hogan, who you did get to meet, like who's someone like you'd like to work with? Or is it Hogan?
There's nobody.
It's like the dream match question, you know. We always ask the dream match, like
obvious. I mean, he's dead, Ed, but if he was still alive, I've by far Mr. Perfect.
Oh, that's a good answer, man. I love that, Richie. That's fantastic. And I did want
huge Kurt Hennig fan.
Oh, really? Yeah. Who else were your guys besides like Hogan and Perfect? Like, who else were your guys?
Hogan, Perfect. Who else? Kurt Angle.
Former guest of the show.
Trying to think of whom else.
Did you get to meet all of them?
Yeah, I did meet Angle.
Yeah.
Meet Angle on a couple of occasions.
Very nice guy. Got an Angle right there.
Kurt is cool. Really it. That's really like
those are your top guys
that like stood out to me.
Yeah, I can tell like Hogan,
Owen Hart.
Okay, there you go. Those are some great
the whole
picks.
King of Hearts gimmick was great. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Love
obviously,
it,
of course, Razor Ramon.
Can't go wrong with those guys. Those are classics, man. And I wanted to ask you this, man. You know, obviously I threw on the Giants jersey for this one, man. Are we going to have a winning season this year? Do we stick with Daniel Jones? Do we go somewhere else, man? What's your take here on this season for us suffering Giants fans?
I haven't really followed the offseason so much. I don't really follow the offseason so much. I know Same. They signed Galladay, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I think they need a lot of work. I think Daniel Jones owns really needs like – I think he needs more of an offensive line to hold him over or to give him a chance because he's shown glimpse of hope. I mean, I think you bring in a veteran to compliment him, God forbid of anything, but I think I got to give him one more chance.
Okay. That's fair. I think that's fair, man. It's tough right now. You got to see what's out there, but give him one more go. You know,
we also got to know that Barkley wasn't around last year. He was injured for a majority of the season.
Ding, ding, ding.
And so with Barkley coming back, now Galladay signed. And hopefully they could get the big player, big tall receiver in the draft, some linemen. I mean, you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. See, it's crazy. And just let us know when you're bringing in Eli. That's what I want to know. But I digress.
Don't mouth the God's ears.
Yeah, there it is. There it is, man. Yeah, he's not busy, but I'll say this, Richie, anything you want to say before we get out of here, like to the fans that are thinking about coming to these events, thinking about making that trip to Tampa, I want to get involved with the virtual signs. Just anything you want to say to the fans right now before we sign off?
Other than the fact I say thank you very much for your continuous support. If you'd like to come watch one of my lives and see what Kimmy and I do, who on this come to East Coast Autograph Auctions tomorrow night. It's 7 o'clock. We are going to be live. We're going to be showing some new things. We got some big stuff. I actually, believe it or not,
you got something in the works.
I will actually show.
Oh, really?
I will be auctioning off tomorrow night.
Really? Is this a BCP exclusive right now? This is my guy. Richie, you already let me meet Charlie. You don't owe me anything, man.
So this.
Oh.
Is a Whoa. Cool WrestleMania 8 poster. It is signed by Flair, Hogan, and Sid. Not Savage, unfortunately. I wish.
Wow.
Get a full letter of authenticity from Beckett.
Wow. Wow. And this is
one of the main event pieces that we're going to be auctioning off tomorrow night. And of course, we'll have the brand new merchandise. Ace, from this past weekend, we have some Alicia Edwards, which photos. So if anybody missed on Alicia Edwards, I have a ton of photos. Those we'll be showing of her for tomorrow night. Plus, I got a bunch of Liv Morgan's, Carmella's, Liz, Nikki Cross, Sarah Schreiber. They're all, of course, JSA or PSA certified. And of course, we got some Charlies available.
Yeah, Dana Brooke. I think I saw you down.
We have dual Danas and Mandys. He's hopefully future Raw tag champs.
Yes, I like what you're saying there. That's WWE great.
Women's tag champs. I have two new figures that I just got in that are going to be auctioned off tomorrow. So we got a lot of new stuff coming in. And so
let's get that. So when's the official? So everyone, first of all, go to Facebook right now. Like the East Coast Autographs auction page.
Facebook.com/EastCAA. Facebook.com/EastCAA. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we'll be selling some cool merch. And then again, April 8th, the place to be. Brooke Adams, Taryn Terrell, virtual signing, being live on East Coast Autograph Auction starting at 6 o'clock. Pre-orders will begin sometime this week. I can't give you a guaranteed date when they're going to be available because we're still I need some images that have to be approved first. So
I love it, man. I'm excited for all these signings, man. It's always stress-free. Richie, I know you're busy, man. Thanks for making a few minutes for me, man. Safe travels down to Florida. Stay safe down there, man. And continued success moving forward. All right, my man?
Thank you. And I'm always available when you need me to come on to pop my head in.
Dude, anytime, man. We're not worthy, like we always say, man. Thank you so much for everything, man. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone, stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We're out. Peace. Go Giants.
Let's go Blue.